Hey, welcome to Good Vibes Only Radio. This is your host, Fiordalisa, and we are 2 episodes away from season 3. I want to take this time to actually say thank you to all my people that are listening, tuning in, sharing my links, sending me comments, emails, letting me know what else they want to share. And giving me even tips on things that they would like to discuss. So I'd like to take the time to thank those people, that are really, like, supportive of what I'm doing. Thank you so much. So I want to share with you this article that I read in the Time magazine. It's a special edition, and it's called The Power of Positive Thinking, Why Attitude Matters. I read the article on page 42. Which is entitled 3 Ways to Instantly Be a More Positive Person. And I said to myself, I have to share this. Thank you, Carly Breathe, for this article. I want to say that I learned some things I didn't know, you know, little tips that could go along the way. And I want to just share it with you. So the 3 ways to instantly have a more positive be a more positive person, according to Carly Brith, is to keep a positive outlook on things, be optimistic, and use it. It's like a muscle, you just have to train it, you know, according to Tiki Davis, which is a psychologist and founder of Berkeley Wellbeing Institute. If you're looking to reap the benefits of happiness, happier, healthier, and more positive life, here's what the experts recommend. First, reframe or divert. So the first step in approaching a negative situation with an optimistic outlook is to accept what you can't change. Once you've done that, you have 2 options: reframe or divert. As Dana Lightman suggested, she's a psychotherapist and author of Power Optimism. Enjoy the life you have, create the success you want. Both will help you to instantly feel more positive as they draw your attention and thus your emotion away from the negative. When you're going through something that's problematic, ask yourself, what potential things could I gain from this? For example, people are going through difficult breakups may find that they'll gain the time to understand themselves. A rejection from graduate school may lead to a beneficial year of experience in order to better prepare for a higher education down the line. So, you know, you got to take the good with the bad, like they say. Priming yourself to notice opportunities in the future instantly lifts you from a downward spiral of negative thoughts. Savor the good. We are really good at dwelling on the not so great stuff, David says. But when we experience something positive, like a compliment from a friend or a beautiful day outside, we tend to let it pass without noticing. So he suggests that savoring or holding on to those pleasant moments and thinking, this is really great, can actually strengthen positive emotions. Sorry, she adds. Be as descriptive as you can about the good things you notice. Even if you're talking to yourself, the more you build your vocabulary on positive words, the more your brain will be able to assess them, which will help boost your overall mood and outlook. She also suggests taking it a step further by writing down your positive experiences, keeping them in a jar, a box, or a container, and when you start to feel down, you have a flow of positive thoughts and memories to read. Ain't that cool? So last but not least, set reminders. You wouldn't expect yourself to remember important tasks without writing them down, would you? So with that being said, The same is true. positivity. Write yourself a message on a sticky note and attach it to your computer screen at work. Attach it to your mirror in the bathroom. Attach it to your dashboard in your car. You might write down an inspirational quote if you like, a reminder to smile, or something you have to be thankful for. Small reminders help keep positivity front and center in your life. And that is all I have for you. But I believe that there's other ways. And if you have any ways that you prepare yourself to be a bit more optimistic and to help to think more positive, and you want to share it, that's great with me. You can leave a comment, email me at fiordalisaw@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram, Miss Positive Fiordalisa. And take it from there. Thank you again so much for tuning in, and your support. And I am asking for anyone that actually listens to this to share it in their platform. It doesn't cost a thing. And you never know who you'll be able to help with just a few words, you know, of positiveness. Thanks again for tuning in. Love, peace, and happiness. Until next time.